What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, April 12th, 2019. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. And we've got a weekend to look forward to. Meanwhile, before we can get there, we have a lot to talk about. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to grab that telephone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. And of course, this being Friday, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three with her unique perspective on the world. And we've got everything all set up and ready for her to go. This is, of course, the anniversary of the first human being to fly into space, Yuri Gagarin, back on April 12th, 1961. He basically circled the Earth for, basically it was one orbit, was a proof of concept, in the Vostok spacecraft. And of course, Gagarin became a hero of the Russian people. He's a cultural icon. Even today, you can see his face all over museums. And of course, for anybody who's an enthusiast about spaceflight in general, we all know who Yuri Gagarin is. And we all remember who Valentina Tereshkova is, who's the first woman to go into space. So, anyway, little footnote in history there, and moving on. All right, the arrest of Julian Assange yesterday has provoked a very powerful reaction all around the world. Some good, some bad, and most of it, though, is basically worried about the impact that this arrest is going to have on freedom of the press or even on the willingness of journalists to take a chance on reporting a story that the American people need to know. Now, the government is basically taking the position that this is not about espionage and it's not about embarrassing the U.S. military. It's not about embarrassing the U.S. government and revealing that once again, the American people were being lied to about the wars, that this is about Julian Assange and Chelsea Manning trying and failing to crack a password for a government computer. That's it. That's the entire case. And I understand that lawyers have been trying to figure out a way to sort of reverse Nixon versus New York Times since they can't come up with anything. They're very concerned if it goes all the way to the Supreme Court, that the Supreme Court would reaffirm the Nixon decision. And that is that the public has a right to know when the government is lying to them. If I did not firmly believe that, I wouldn't be here. I'd be down in Waikiki carving coconuts for the tourists or something like that. Probably make a lot more money than I am doing this. But that's really the issue here. You, the American people, have a right to know when the government that feeds off your taxes and takes your children for wars are lying to you. Now, I've been through that Constitution. I've read it cover to cover. There is nothing in here that authorizes the government to lie to you. And the 10th Amendment prohibits them from simply assuming that it's okay. So whenever the government lies to you, it acts unconstitutionally and illegally, and it delegitimizes itself. It ceases to be the legal government of this land. And the highest duty of the media, any media, corporate media, independent media, is to basically say to the American people, right now you are living under an illegitimate government because that government has been lying to you, and they are not authorized to do so under our system of laws. So, getting on into some of the finer details here, story out of Sputnik News, the info war is lost. I think that's a little premature. WikiLeaks is going to continue, regardless of whether Julian Assange is in the embassy or in a prison cell somewhere. And certainly the independent media is not giving up now. So, Assange supporters are already doubting corporate media's coverage of the case because it's negative. It's already starting the smear campaign. oh, he's a terrible person. He was psychotic. That's why the Ecuadorians opened the door and said, take him out of here. He was, you know, doing artwork on the walls with his poo, or just nonsense like that. And we've seen that before. Anytime the U.S. government wants to grab somebody illegally and haul them off, possibly torture them, they're going to demonize them and say, well, this person deserves it. And you should not feel sorry for anything that this person goes to, because he's really, really bad. Now, other opinions are out there. Story out of the original AndyWar.com. Julian Assange's extradition must be opposed at all costs. I'm in agreement. Not because I'm that big a fan of Julian Assange, but because if he is grabbed on a totally irrelevant charge, because we know this this brouhaha has nothing to do with trying to crack a password and failing. The U.S. wants to throw Assange in prison as a warning. Do not expose government lies to the American people. This is basically the United States government asserting its authority to lie to you and declaring that anybody who doesn't accept the lies, I think believing them would be a little bit too much to ask, but just accepting the lies, going along with the lies. You know, you get along by going along. That's what this really is. The U.S. government saying we are now in a post-truth nation, and we're going to tell you things like Saddam has nuclear weapons and Assad is gassing his people, and, you know, Maduro files his teeth because he thinks pain is fun. And you're supposed to just go along with it. Just accept the lies and go along with what we do, and everything will be fine. And those of you who question, those of you who doubt, you heretics out there, you're going to be in trouble. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network here. And the corporate media is out there saying that Assange was this jerk that everyone hated at the embassy. He was living in this one little tiny room. Actually, no. Assange had at the back of the Ecuadorian embassy the largest and most secure room there, where the WikiLeaks office was based. Only he had the key codes to that room that gave him his privacy. In addition to that room, they gave him another room to which he only had the key codes. It was probably his bedroom. And then he had the balcony room all to himself. Remember all those times he went out on the balcony and he waved at his supporters and fans? If the Ecuadorian embassy staff had really hated him, they wouldn't have treated him that well. So the corporate media is out there saying, oh, this is the last guy you ever want to meet. Oh, he's terrible. In fact, did you see him when they got arrested? He's got a beard. Notice, you know, beard is a negative now. He's got a beard. The good people have whiskers. Assange had a beard. Rivero has a beard. Anyway, so little article coming on out from Natural News, and it's saying basically what everybody else is saying. How is what Julian Assange has done with WikiLeaks any different than newspaper coverage of Watergate or the Pentagon Papers? And that is exactly the point. And that is why the U.S. government is trying to make this arrest and extradition all about an attempted and failed computer hack. I think they're afraid to try and go back to the Supreme Court and reverse the Nixon decision. The Supreme Court is not going to say that the U.S. government has a right to lie to the American people and keep secrets. I know during wartime, freedom of speech comes under attack, and whether they want to admit to it or not, this is wartime. This is the opening of World War III. And yes, we're being lied to about Saddam's nukes, Assad's sarin gas, who knows what all else. Truth is the first casualty of war. And those of us who are trying to make sure that you, the American people, who are expected to pay for it all and to bleed for it all, are fully informed, as you have a right to do, a right to be. Another article over at antiwar.com, Requiem for the Fourth Estate. And interestingly enough, it says that the arrest of Assange, literally the kidnapping of Assange from the embassy, demonstrates that today's Anglo-American, that in today's Anglo-America, the Magna Carta and the Bill of Rights are now quaint and obsolete, to use the words of lawyer Alberto Gonzalez. Now, if you don't remember the name, Gonzalez wrote a memo in January 2002 to say that basic principles of international law, like the Geneva Convention, were quaint and obsolete. And under that principle, he could legally grant Bush an exemption, which would authorize the use of torture by the U.S. government. And that memo was dated February 7th, 2002. And of course, as you know, the United States did engage in a campaign of torture, which was kept secret from you until independent media blew the whistle and got it out there. Now, because Gonzalez did such a really good job in convincing Bush that torture is cool and okay, he was nominated and confirmed as Attorney General. Another reason why we should always take very good look at anybody being nominated for Attorney General, to see what it is they've done in the past that calls into question their moral character. Another variation on a theme, this one from the American Conservative. Yes, you should fear the arrest of Julian Assange. And it's interesting, even though technically his arrest is over a failed hacking attempt, which apparently Chelsea Manning was doing the hacking, and they're trying to say that Julian Assange was just sort of there conspiring. But we're seeing all these people out there still talking about he's got to be charged for espionage. Assange has to be charged under the Espionage Act. And you've had lawmakers on both sides of the aisle calling for this for years. Ex-CIA Chief Mike Pompeo called Assange a non-state hostile intelligence service, often abetted by state actors like Russia. Well, Mike Pompeo could basically put that description on any foreign media that does not hold a favorable view of the United States. So they're trying to come up with some way where if a journalist, corporate or independent, exposes a government lie, they can be charged with espionage. Now, I hope that they're not going to get that through the Supreme Court, but it is going to go all the way up there. There's no question about it. Another article on the same topic from Zero Hedge, The Day America Died. And it says, the United States, with all of its initial prejudice and screw-ups, was founded as a place where people could direct their own lives without having to fear any other party, let alone a government that would stand in their way while they did it. That's really what the Bill of Rights is all about. And a big part of not having to fear one's government is not having to fear that government purposely lying to its citizens. The founding fathers got that one right. And the arrest of Assange erases that. The government is trying to assert its, they're probably going to say they have a right. I prefer to use authority. The U.S. government is exerting its authority to lie to you with impunity. They used to have it. In the days before the internet and the independent media, when the media lied to you, it was with impunity. When the government lied to you, they got away with it because the media was helping them. And you wouldn't find out till years later that there were multiple gunmen in Dealey Plaza, or that there were no torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, or that there really had not been a Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. It took years for that to come on out. And by the time it came on out, well, the government was on to its next lies. And the gullible and naive and trusting American people would say, oh, yes, these people are really bad. Please take my money, take my children, put them in uniform and send them off to just smite the foe. And we hope we get them back more or less in one piece. Today, it's different. The internet, the independent media have taken away the government's ability to lie with impunity, and now they want it back. And that's what this is all about. The government wants to go back to those good old days, back in the 1940s and 50s and 60s, when the government would tell the media, this is the message to go on out, and the media would send the message out, and nobody could respond. They want to go back to that. Our government is not progressive, despite all the words. They're regressive. They want to take us back to the days of the original Cold War, where people who knew that the government was lying could not get the message out. That's what they want. So, over in Great Britain, the hacker collective Anonymous is promising reprisals against the British government for arresting Assange. So, apparently on the Anon News website, there was a message, let Assange free or you will pay. And reminded everybody that Assange has been nominated annually for the Nobel Peace Prize since 2010. And of course, this case has attracted the international media. It all hinges on the idea, is Assange and a journalist, is WikiLeaks a publisher? And of course, the government is going to say, no. You know, real publishers and journalists are like Newsweek and Time and, you know, big corporate entities with lots of people and lots of money and, you know, people out there with just a couple of computers and working on their own. They can't be considered real journalists. But again, going on back here to our little Constitution and the Bill of Rights, there is nothing in the First Amendment that places any kind of a qualifier on freedom of speech or freedom of the press. Anybody has a right to speak their mind. Anybody has a right to publish any information they deem the public needs to know, whether it's by printing press or by computer. Okay, we're going to take a phone call from Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break.
Mike, if there's no truth, dignity, and honor, then everybody might as well take the flag down, because these people have stained the flag. These people are enemies of America, all of these people, because this is not what America is about. What happened
to
truth?
No, it isn't.
I mean, gee.
You know, but their thinking is it's wartime, and in wartime we've got to do extreme things here. And, you know, we'll kiss and make up with the American people after victory, which I don't think is going to happen.
Did you see Tucker Carlson had a great montage? It was like one of the best things about Julian Assange. And I know he probably went as far as he can because of the forces who run Fox News. But
yeah.
I didn't see anything from Sean Hannity at all. I don't know if anybody else might have missed it. But Mike, you know what he did say? He goes, well, you know, he was talking about like Trump and Russia. He goes, Trump did more. He fought against Putin and his thugs in Syria. He said that. He said Putin and his thugs. Putin and what? The Russian military? So Sean Hannity is on the wrong side of history because he don't care about the flag. It's amazing, Mike. They fly the flag in everything on Fox News, every part of Fox News, and they don't give two craps about it. They stain it by lying. And they always say the Bible and stuff also. They're very religious, supposedly. Would Jesus lie? You know? I mean, these people are all frauds. You know, they're frauds and liars.
They are. Okay, Dustin, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey, and it's a crazy, crazy situation, and you're absolutely right with your comments. I grew up, as I'm sure most of us did, being taught to respect that flag of the United States of America. And, you know, we did our little Pledge of Allegiance to it, which I thought was a little too much. But growing up in New England, with our long history of going all the way back to the American Revolution, we had a lot of respect for it because we knew what it had cost. And it seems like our politicians today, they don't respect it because they didn't work for it. They basically gamed the system to get it, and they're basically misusing it. They use it as a symbol for propaganda purposes, whether it's at Fox News or over in Washington, D.C., and clearly they don't have the respect for what it stands for. It's just another symbol. It's just something to wave at the American people to get them to move in the right direction.
And Judge Napolitano came out and says he's a hero. And also Jerome Corsi says he's a hero.
Yes.
And that show, The Five, which is comparable to that other crappy show, The View, because they're both two sides of the same coin. On that Five, remember that woman, Dana Perino? She was in the Bush administration. She's a one along with the lie of Iraq. She goes, I never liked Julian Assange because I'm for Team America. Now, what about Team Truth? Team Justice? Yeah, she'd rather throw that. She'd rather throw all that away, you know, than to like be just truthful and honorable about everything. You know, like I said, these people are they stain the flag.
Yes, they do. They absolutely do.
All right, well, Gus.
All right, we're going to let you go here. We're going to take another phone call from Charles in St. Petersburg. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Charles, are you there? Okay, Charles, we seem to have a very weird phone connection. Okay, well, I'm sorry, Charles. We're going to have to let you go because I can't understand. Maybe you could try calling back in. Okay, getting on back to the Julian Assange situation. Hillary Clinton, of course, is absolutely delighted at what's going on. She blames WikiLeaks, along with pretty much everybody else, for her 2016 defeat. And so she was out there basically cackling over his arrest with that unique signature style of hers. And even commented saying, I do think it's a little ironic that Assange may be the only foreigner that this administration would welcome to the United States, which is a dig at Trump's immigration policy. So she's just happy at her own wit and basking in the audience's warmth. Now, Diane Abbott basically came on out saying that Julian Assange's arrest really was for embarrassing the U.S. military. It's not about the rape charges in Sweden, which were dropped, although now they're saying, well, we may go back and see if we can revive them, because the statute of limitations hasn't expired until next year. Again, this is part of the demonization. They don't want you thinking about the journalistic impact. It's the hacking. And, even though the rape accusers backed off and said it didn't happen, they've had a sudden memory eruption and said, oh, yes, it did happen. You know, they're just going to pile on. And so Diane Abbott, of course, is getting a lot of fury. You know, how dare you say this was about embarrassing the U.S. military? Of course it was. I mean, look how many rapes take place around the world. They never make the news. They certainly don't wind up with the suspect holing up in an embassy for 7 years. Look how rampant cybercrime is. People breaking into computers. I mean, it's epidemic. It's absolutely epidemic. Doesn't make the news hardly until somebody gets arrested for it. And even then it won't. But that's the big deal. Ooh, Assange, he might have been a rapist. And he did skip his bail hearing. Yeah, they got him on that one. Now, if I were the judge on that one, unless Sweden comes back with new rape charges, I would say, look, they dropped a case. There shouldn't have been bail. But of course, that means that Assange will be on his way to the United States of America, and who knows what is going to happen to him once he gets here. Now, the ace in the hole he's got, of course, may be Seth Rich, because he dropped a lot of hints that that was where they got the DNC emails. So maybe they're trying to get Assange back here to make a deal, to bolster the lie. They can, you know, say to Assange, look, if you admit that Russia hacked the DNC emails and gave them to you, then, you know, you'll get maybe a couple of years in prison and then you'll be off and, you know, doing whatever you want to do. But if you refuse to go along with it, then you are going to go away until you're gray, which he already is. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Boy, the phone lines are really loading up. But before we take some phone calls, I kind of want to finish getting through some of the last of this Assange stuff here. Oddly enough, Bernie Sanders is basically keeping mum about all this Julian Assange Sturm und Drang. And a lot of the Bernie-crats are wondering what's going on. Why Bernie Sanders doesn't seem all that concerned about freedom of the press. You know, but Assange should be feeling very lucky right now, because the American idea right now is that embassies are for chopping up journalists, not protecting them. All right, we're going to go back to Lenny. Lenny was on hold, and Lenny... let's see. Can you pick up where you left off?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, I never got a chance to say anything. But
oh, okay. Well, I thought I left you on hold, or at least that's what my control room person seemed to indicate. Anyway, Lenny, what is on your mind this Friday?
Well, I want to say what you have is humanity versus inhumanity. And what you have are the flunkies of inhumanity, working for those who are the enemies of humanity to keep humanity in check so that they can keep feeding off of humanity. Now, Dustin is right when he said these people are stained on American flag. No, they're stained on humanity. Look at the lives of the reporters who have a God-given talent to be able to look at a teleprompter and read, yet they sell their souls to become liars. And when you think about Dante's Inferno and the different levels of hell, I'm telling you, they're going to have to rewrite it and create a deepest level of hell for the reporters. But to go past that, let's look at the likes of Theresa May, the bug-eyed corpse of the U.K., and how the people of the U.K. voted to leave the EU, and she's done everything she can within her power to sabotage that Brexit, okay, for her Zionist master, Selena Rothschild.
Yep.
She's done everything. She sold her soul, and now to get temporal power in this world that they presently live in, and they don't get to stay here, this is what trips me out. I was reflecting on your situation a week or so ago when you were having a hard time. I think it was like last Thursday or the Thursday before. And I thought about what you were going through, and I thought about the likes of Dr. King and Malcolm X. And, you know, I don't know if you remember that speech that Dr. King gave the night in Memphis before he died. He knew he was going to die, but yet he faced it. He faced it like a man because he knew that they could only kill the physical. All right?
And
these people sell their souls to keep you in a certain mental state because they know that all matter can neither be created nor destroyed. It only changes form. But they need you in a conscious state of mind so that when you leave this particular matter, you wake up at another reality, and they get to feed on you all over again. But it's just sickening to see this. We all die, but how we go out is critical, Mike. And let me just say this. And I forget what particular play it was that Shakespeare said, from hell's heart, I stab at thee for hate's sake.
That's from Moby Dick by Herman Melville.
Okay, thank you. But, you know, let me just say this, okay, and I think it was in the movie JFK, though the heavens fall, may truth be done or told. But let justice be done,
though the heavens may fall.
We're all going to leave here, but how we leave here is critical, man. We all got to take inventory of something called a soul. And this is what they have sold out just for a little while. They don't even get to stay here, but they're just so damn pathetic. But it's humanity versus the enemies of humanity. See it like that, and we got a chance to just wash this slate clean. But whenever you're ready, let me know, because I can't wait to get at it.
Well, again, this show does not advocate revolution or civil war. My habit is to not make recommendations that are going to get people hurt. You're going to have to make those choices for yourself. Certainly at my age, I'm nobody's idea of Che Guevara or even Che Rivero. I know there's a lot of people out there who are angry. They're looking at what's going on over in France. They're seeing the successes there. They're seeing the successes down in Sudan and thinking maybe it could work here and maybe it can. But again, I sort of prefer the Gandhi approach, and I have for these 25 years.
Let me say one more thing. Let me just say one more thing. I'm not advocating violence in any way. But what I am advocating is that you stand up and be a man and a woman in this lifetime. Okay? Because you let someone take that from you, what good are you? But let me say this real quick. Did you happen to notice the instigator, translator, that when Putin was meeting with one of the representatives from Sweden, and there was a translator sitting between them that was translating what Putin said, and like a little devil sitting on Putin's shoulders, he's saying what Putin didn't say. And the guy from Sweden is looking like Putin just cursed him out. And Putin picked up on what the guy is doing, and Putin called him out. So the translators are even bought off.
Yes. Yeah, that's always been a big problem. And that's where Putin, with his all the languages that he knows, is able to basically catch up on that. I even remember seeing a student film when I was in college that was basically two diplomats, and everybody was actually speaking English, but they made it look like it was different languages by having heavy accents on one side. And in the middle was this guy acting as a translator who was just mistranslating everything and took what started out to be this meeting seeking peace to two nations on the verge of war. And as the translator walks on out and these other guys are screaming at each other, and he just smiles at the camera and he just thinks that's funny. But yeah, it is a big problem where the translators themselves are assets for somebody. But, you know, we're entering an age right now where real-time translation from one language to another electronically is becoming real. I've got a translator system on my iPhone where I just talk into it, and it will then speak back in a different language.
Well, good. This is what I'm saying. Another instance where technology is being used for good instead of evil. It's our choice. That's all I'm saying. But it's almost as if the middlemen, the people who choose to be the middle people, who want to sit next to what they consider as power, and they're governed by the same laws that we're governed by: birth, growth, decline, and death.
Yep.
Where do you go after that? Okay, but anyway, Mike, hey, hang in there, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And before we take our next phone call, I look at what's going on where we have this sociopathic elite that is very disconnected from the human race and at large, and it's nothing new. Andrew Carnegie actually believed that the super wealthy was a separate species of human being and that they had certain rights and privileges not accorded to the working class. And he constructed his educational foundation around that very idea. And taken to the extreme, of course, you get into H.G. Wells' prediction in The Time Machine of humanity literally breaking into two species, the Eloi and the Morlock. And the Morlock were the rulers, the technocrats, and the Eloi were basically the food. Let's go back to the phones here. Paul in Montana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mr., concerning the government workers and the other people that are having to deal with these illegal invaders, Drudge Report just a little while ago says that there are 20 new Ebola cases over a two-day period. The Congo Health Ministry says that there are 1,200 known Ebola cases. And 75% of those Ebola cases have no contact to previous infected people. Now, all of these health workers, all these government health workers, the NGOs, the hospitals and schools, et cetera, that they're sending all of these people, they're the first people to infect their children and then infect the general population. And why do we hear nothing about this? If you just go look around YouTube and other places, you'll see where groups of these government workers in quotes are saying that their sickness rates are going through the sky.
Yes.
We'd like to hear what you have to say. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Obviously, the situation with Ebola is of concern. There are many different strains of Ebola. Some are worse than others. This one is not as bad as the Mayinga strain. That's a slate wiper. Of course, it's a lot worse than the Reston strain. Most people may not realize this. There was actually an Ebola outbreak in Reston, Virginia, but it was a strain of Ebola that only infected monkeys, and humans were totally immune to it. So it's a wide spectrum. That being said, obviously, there has to be a chain of contact from patient zero to the subsequent patients. It may not be visible. What the doctors are probably actually saying is there's no known contact with a previous patient, and it's exacerbated by the fact that in the Congo there's a lot of turmoil and conflict going on, and people are just moving around a lot. And that is making it very, very difficult to say, who were you talking to yesterday? Or who were you touching 3 days ago? Of course, the worst disaster would be if Ebola went airborne. So far, it hasn't. But if it were to evolve, you know, it's an RNA virus. And if it were to evolve a protein coat to where it could survive in the air for a significant amount of time, then you're looking at all the reduced population fanatics finally getting their wish. All right, so we're going to go back to the phones. Tom in Indiana. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Tom, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you, and you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Okay, I sent a letter today to Representative Omar, and I encouraged her for what she has been saying and bringing things out to light, and also told her to review your show of 6-8 of 18, and that had about the Liberty ship. And I give you your phone number and that so she can listen in there, and I think that would give her more ammunition for the next time she wants to address some of the people in the Congress, about some of the things that are happening.
I think Omar is already realizing she's a one-term congresswoman, and she may decide she doesn't need to pull any punches anymore. She did tragically mishandle that comment about 9/11, that was kind of naive on her part.
She said, we don't know what happened. And I don't think that they ever knew who actually did this.
No, we don't. We do know that the official story is a lie.
I think that was a true statement she said.
Yes.
So I don't know why she's getting into.
Yes, you're right.
Hot water.
You're right. I take back what I said.
Also, and I see Rivero on TV, and it reminded me of the time he got hit by the chair in the nose. And he had these skinheads on there, and the one pushed his buttons, calling him Jerry King. He says, and Rivero got real mad. He says, that's your name, isn't it? So anyway, that's my two cents today, then. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. I didn't realize there was another Rivero out there in this line of work. Okay, let's see. Boy, lots of callers here. Paul in Montana, aloha. Well, wait a minute. We already did Paul in Montana and Tom in Indiana. Oh, the phone lines are clear. Okay. Got a little confusing there. Okay, getting on back to Julian Assange here. Apparently, YouTube got caught removing videos that were being put up sympathetic to Julian Assange and talking about freedom of the press and the importance of protecting investigative journalists from government harassment. YouTube was caught taking them down. They got called on it. Now they've put some of them, but not all of them, back up. Apparently, Julian Assange's mother sent a message to the president of Ecuador, which, sadly, I cannot read on the air without risking our license. Now, the Julian Assange indictment has been unsealed, and it's based on stuff that's actually been known for over a year, which underscores the fact that Chelsea Manning's imprisonment for contempt is purely punitive. They already have the information that they were asking her about. Now, the indictment also does, talks about the attempt to crack the password, but it does go forward and say, yes, you can't protect your sources. You know, you can't do that anymore. And you can't reveal government secrets. So this is going to be an interesting case. And I think ultimately it will go all the way to the Supreme Court. And I hope with a conservative Supreme Court, constitutionalists, they're going to say, yeah, we reaffirm the Nixon decision. Getting on over to the war zones here, Turkey aims to seize Tel Rafat after the Russian forces withdraw, which I don't know that the Russian forces plan on withdrawing until the U.S. forces withdraw. Because there was a deadline for the U.S. to get out of Syria, and so far, that hasn't happened. Anyway, let's see. Mike Pompeo is out there saying that the Russian presence in Venezuela is an obvious provocation. They're provoking us. I'm sorry, Mike, but going on in, destabilizing a country, setting up somebody to declare themselves a replacement president, and then going around and arm-twisting everybody to agree, that's the provocation. That's the initiating event. Russia is responding. Russia is reacting to U.S. aggression, as they have been all along. Okay, got to take another commercial break, and we will be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Art Off the Grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
First of all, as far as Chelsea Manning goes, unless he has actually had surgery, he is still a he.
But as far as I know, he's already had the surgery, but still doesn't change his DNA, which means he is still a he, no matter what he has to do to use
the body.
You
know, anyway, the whole transgender thing is you could just be whatever you imagine yourself to be. I don't think it's working. I've been imagining myself to being a wealthy talk show host for years, and it hasn't happened.
Yeah, I've had this. I identify as a rich person, and you know, I just don't seem to have the money. Anyway, with regards to the whole transgender thing, I was listening to Rush earlier today, and he was talking about this law trying to force schools to do whatever with the transgender, and part of the article read that one of the arguments within the transgender community is that there is no innate difference between men and women. All right, well, here's my argument, and I challenge anyone out there to prove me wrong. If there is no innate difference between men and women, then we must refer to the old saying that it doesn't matter what's on the outside that counts, it's what's inside that matters. Therefore, we should be able to do away with all nudity laws. We no longer need a men's room versus a woman's room.
Yep.
You see where I'm going with this? How many people have a problem here?
Well, believe it or not, there was this court case over transgender rights, and this is over in the District of Illinois. Judge Jorge Alonso, and basically it's a lawsuit against transgender facilities in a school district, but basically saying that the kids using those facilities have no right to visual bodily privacy. So you're bang spot right on there. That's the next step. They're going to say that everybody uses these transgender facilities, and you all get to walk around naked and look at each other.
Well, you know, I did read an article yesterday talking about some schools were actually removing the bathroom, the toilet stalls. The doors, they were removing the doors. So, hey, you know, I mean...
That was being done because supposedly somebody had written a threatening note inside one of those stalls. And it was an overreaction. The parents are very upset. Apparently, the girls are literally bringing blankets from home to hang over the frame so they can have a little bit of privacy in there.
Yeah, it's just absolutely crazy. But here's my thing, you know, if you people out there don't have a problem with public nudity and all of this kind of stuff, you know what, it doesn't bother me one bit. You know, I mean, I grew up around naked people, so it doesn't bother me a bit to run around downtown naked. If you want to look at Billy Bob and his Dunlap disease, we're all good, folks. I mean, let's just strip away. Hey, let's just do away with clothing. Let's just ban clothing, and we call it a day, right? I mean, if after all, if there's no innate difference, then...
It is silly here. All right, Art, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification, and we will be right back.
Of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.